Live from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. You might have heard the news this week that the principal of Paradise High School is resigning because he can't secure housing for his family. His name is Lauren Lighthall. His school, the Paradise High School, as well as almost every other school in that area and thousands of homes were destroyed in the campfire last November. The temporary high school right now is in Chico. Because of this and a number of other stories happening in the recovery effort there, we have reached out to Paradise Mayor Jody Jones, and she's standing by to give us an update on those efforts. She's on the phone now. Hi, Mayor Jones. Glad to have you back on Insight.
Hi, Beth.
So how surprising was that decision, the announcement by the principal, Lauren Lighthall?
I think people were surprised because they don't want to see him leave, but it's not really surprising in terms of his wanting to do what is stable for his kids and his family. There are a lot of other people in the same situation.
What is the situation right now for families who are trying to rebuild or reestablish in the area, the people who didn't want to leave?
Housing is still an issue. There's virtually no housing to be found. So if you haven't found housing already, it's very difficult. The rebuild is just starting, so we've issued a few building permits. The debris removal is still going on, and people can't rebuild until their lot is cleared. About 600 lots have been cleared, but the government program has 11,500 to do.
So on March 28th, Paradise issued its first rebuild permit, I understand. There was a story about Megan and Jason Buzzard, who I think
Buzzard,
who are lifelong residents. Tell me a little bit about their story and what their plans are.
Well, they love Paradise and they want to come back, and they were very proactive from the beginning in terms of getting their lot cleared with a private contractor, finding a contractor and architect, and doing all the things you need to do to rebuild. We have since issued a few more building permits, and I think that number will continue to grow. In addition, one of the next priorities for debris removal is the mobile home parks in Paradise, which once they're cleared will make it possible for larger numbers of people to come back, because it's just faster to buy a manufactured home and have it delivered to a park.
Have many people stayed in the area waiting for this process to begin, or are people like the Buzzards outside the area somewhere hoping to return when they can rebuild?
I think it's both. There are a lot of people who are currently temporarily living in Chico, in Oroville, in Gridley, Biggs, Corning, all the little towns surrounding, and working on their rebuild. There's also people that I know that are have family elsewhere, and so they're staying with them, or they had a cabin somewhere and they're staying there until they can rebuild, but they do intend to return. And then there are people who, for what's the best of their family, they have decided to move elsewhere.
The population of Paradise was listed at 26,000 before the fire. Can you project ahead to November, the one-year anniversary of the fire? What do you guess the population will be at that point?
Well, we have about 1,400 standing homes in town, and over half of them have been reoccupied, and the others are slowly being reoccupied or sold to someone who wants to reoccupy them. So I think by November, all of those homes will probably be lived in. That's about 3,000 people at the average household size. And if we're able to get a mobile home park or two up and running by then, you might have somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people.
Hmm. You're listening to Jody Jones. She is the mayor of Paradise, California. We're talking about recovery efforts in the Butte County region after the Camp Fire. It started on November 8th of last year, destroying more than 18,000 homes and businesses and other buildings. 85 people were killed. Mayor Jones, you lost your home. Can you tell me personally about your situation there?
Sure, I'm doing the same thing Megan and Jason Bizard are doing. I'm living in a temporary house in Chico. I have an architect and a contractor. I'm waiting for my plans. My lot just got, they finished clearing it yesterday. So we're hoping to start construction in June.
And tell me, too, about the business of guiding the city and the people who are there through this decision-making process. I know you had a long history with Caltrans and working with all kinds of projects, but in a lot of ways, this must be new territory for you.
Oh, absolutely. It's been very challenging. I think we're making really good progress. 5 months after the fire, a lot of cleanup has happened. A lot of things have been put in motion. We're still working to get the resources that the town needs to keep moving. But we're about halfway through our visioning and planning process. The consultant we've hired will be giving the results of all the public meetings on Thursday next week. And the council will be making decisions as a result of those planning meetings at our May meetings.
What do people need to know about the process, the resources? Can you address any of the big questions that you hear over and over from people?
There were a lot of rumors that the town wasn't going to be giving building permits. That's obviously not true. It is a complicated process, but we have good people in our building department. They're there at the counter every day, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So go in to town hall and talk to them or call them if you're not living in the area so that you can get the straight scoop about what you need to do if you want to rebuild. They have a checklist that's pretty thorough and that could help you guide you through the process.
And just to outline the process in its most simple form, residents can submit their plans, but the permits are issued once the lot has been cleared and then the soil testing is certified by the county. Is that correct?
That's correct. You can submit your plans without your certification. And they will review them and do everything. They'll just put them on hold until you get the certification. So that is correct.
Mayor Jones, on our program yesterday, we talked with the public health officer, Dr. Andy Miller, about the measles outbreak in the county. I'll refer everybody to our website yesterday for more information. But in that arena of health and mental health and services that are available, how critical is that component of recovery for your city and the county?
It is very, very important. We do have our Feather River Clinic open, and they are accepting drop-in patients currently. The hospital's not open up there. There aren't that many doctors on the Hill, so we're working with Adventist Health to try and stand up a standalone emergency room in Paradise so that our residents will have the medical care that they need.
And just going back to some of the information with the Paradise High School principal leaving, he's moving to Houston High School in Central California, just a few miles from Modesto. But with that came the news that Butte County has shifted dramatically on the affordability index, and the average home price jumped, I think 17% was the number quoted in 6 months after the fire. So the bigger picture of Butte County, is Paradise involved? Are you involved continually in services that cross over from county to city?
Oh, yes. We're all working together. You know, the county, portions of the county burned as well as the town of Paradise. And the housing crisis is a result of all of the people who lost their homes scrambling to find temporary housing as close as possible. I think Chico has the hottest real estate market in the country right now. I also think that as Paradise rebuilds and people get their permanent homes, that real estate market will settle down some. But that's going to take probably a year or two.
Let me ask about a couple different groups for outreach. The Paradise Community Guilds. Tell me about their weekly meetings, what they're offering.
I'm sorry, I don't have any information about that.
Okay, we'll post a link on our website. I think it's for survivors and neighbors to connect. I also heard, Mayor Jones, about a taco trailer that's still on the streets helping to feed residents. Is that still operating?
I don't have personal knowledge about that either. There are a number of food trucks in Paradise because of the water situation. Most restaurants have not reopened.
Okay. And I know you're on your way to meetings. I appreciate you joining us. But before you leave, will you just address the spirit of the people who are still there? And if there's any way, any immediate need that needs to be addressed, how are you in town day in, day out?
I think we're doing fairly well. The people are a resilient people. That word is being used a lot, but it describes the people who lived in Paradise. The ones who are staying are committed to rebuilding. They're excited about it. They're anxious to see the debris gone. And mostly when I talk to people, they say, did you see the daffodils in town? They're coming up. The flowers are beautiful. The grass is green. The sun is shining. Things are going to be good again.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll have that conversation too, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Mayor Jones. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Beth. Have a good day.
That is the mayor of Paradise, California, Jody Jones, and we'll post a link to Butte County Resources. The website that's easy to remember is buttecountyrecovers.org. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.